You're listening to the Single Writer Podcast, a podcast for those of us who are not the reason that Universal is reminding folks that they're being watched while in their private cabin on the Hogwarts Express. You know, those parties of two are really making a little extra magic during that 4-minute ride. I'm Casey, I'm your host, and it may have been years since my last episode. Okay, like a month. I don't know. I'm too scared to check. But I am still single. Hi. Welcome back to the show. How is everyone's cuffing season? As for me, I deleted the apps because they make me sad. So you know what I do instead? I just watch Noelle on Disney Plus and I just cry. I just cry in my home because it's so touching and sweet at the end. But enough about how much of a catch I am. Let's get to today's episode. We talk a lot about bathrooms and working at Disney. And, you know, this person is a fabulous human who is a proud Pizza Rizzo stan, which is probably the reason that I love them. So please welcome to the show, Malia. Hi, Malia.
Hi, Casey.
Hi. I've been waiting to have you on my pod.
Oh my gosh.
I'm such a slacker. It's been like we've talked about this for what feels like a year.
Absolutely. As a day one listener of the pod, I am truly floored and honored that it has finally been my time to
I know. Your time to shine.
Absolutely.
I'm so excited because you live in Orlando. I don't anymore, but
I do.
You live in Orlando, so you know the plight of just being single in
that
wonderful city.
What a mess. What a time.
But for the listeners, why don't you go ahead and like just tell us a little bit about you, maybe like how you got to Orlando and what you're doing there.
Yeah, so I've lived in Orlando for about 2.5 years now, I guess. I started on the Disney College program as a
cast member. Love the DCP.
Absolutely. And so I came to do my CP the fall after I graduated from college. And I was like in my spring semester of college and I was like, what am I going to do? And was applying for jobs and like grad schools and stuff. And I am very lazy by nature. And so when looking through stuff, I saw an application for the college program and they have a costuming position. And I was like, well, I'll just apply for this off the cuff because I don't have to write a cover letter for it. And so then I can be like fake productive instead of like, you know, doing like real kind of a grown-up work. And then literally within a week, like I had an interview a couple days later, heard back from them a couple days after that. And like within a week of when I had first applied, I was like, well, I guess I'm gonna go down to Orlando and be a costumer for the Walt Disney World Resort. And here we are.
So what were some of your like favorite memories working at Disney?
So I worked in costuming, which is a role that not a lot of people know about or don't care about, but I had a blast. The job I was doing was very similar to work that I had done when you're working on like a wardrobe crew for theater. So you are backstage, you're getting performers ready, you're laundering costumes, you're doing presets, you're getting, you know, stuff ready. So like I started my job in the character room, which is in the tunnels under the Magic Kingdom. I was in the Magic Kingdom character room. And so there we like got everything ready for all of the characters that did meet and greets in the parks back when those existed, that did character dining at Magic Kingdom back when that existed. Some of the stuff for the like parades, if there was any ever character stuff at the like the hotels around Magic Kingdom, so like your breakfast at Ohana at the Poly and 1900 Park Fair at Grand Flow, like all of that kind of stuff
is like down
got
there
ready out of there. Yeah, also it's like a huge room with no windows, Lots of asbestos, allegedly. Allegedly.
Are there, okay, and can I ask, are there just like heads staring at you? Like character heads? Or is it like their clothing?
I worked. So here's the thing is that technically I was fired from the Walt Disney Company via email along with 28,000 plus other cast members. So I am no longer currently a customer. Don't really know what the
what the NDA
expiration
is like.
On the NDA is like. Yeah. Mostly I was working with like clothing. Garments,
okay.
You know, princess dresses, Mickey's, Mickey Minnie, like the big, well, big thing that we premiered while I was working there was their like celebration outfits, their like confetti, Mickey's little confetti capri pants and Minnie's like pom-pom tutu thing.
Those were a big deal.
They were a very big deal.
You know
deal.
how many people that first day were dressed like them?
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah, I definitely had, me and my friend had, like, fast passes to go meet Mickey and Minnie on that day that we had booked, you know, we had booked, like, 7 months in advance or whatever.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because we had, you gotta see him in the new costumes.
On day one, absolutely.
It's so important. It's like, did you hear Mickey has a new scarf? And then it's like, well, we have to go. Like,
I mean... Casey, you're talking to the person that broke the viral story that they gave Figment a Christmas sweater in the Imagination Pavilion this year. I am fully aware.
Twitter was never the same. Everyone
it wasn't.
Was flipping out. And as the backpack guy, white men who love theme parks love to do is they love to take your funny things and content and
absolutely.
Decide that it is now their
that
content
mm-hmm.
and post it on Twitter and say, post it on Facebook, or it's vice versa. You post it on Twitter and then some man posts it in the Facebook group and acts like he did it. And then you say, no, you got that from my Twitter account. Mm-hmm. And he says, oh, I got it from a non-PTR friend. And I say, no. It's from my Twitter account.
I can tell you right now, that's the picture that I took. Yeah, absolutely. And then my favorite part of all of it is when you, like, because it happened probably a dozen times that day, and I kind of stopped caring, but a couple I, like, called the person out.
Yeah.
And my favorite response, something that happened more than once, was basically, like, stop being so sensitive. This is just, you know, I'm just sharing it. I'm just making a joke. And I was like, you're right. Whatever, man.
Yeah.
You know, walk
into
the ocean.
I mean, because whenever it's like we're just so excited to post something funny or share something that you don't think about if it does go, like, viral, then it's just going to get everywhere. And then, like, someone else is probably going to, like, get your clout and you're like... Well, this isn't fun anymore. Like, but it is good to, I do love a call out because it at least tells the person like, hey, I know that you did
this. This wasn't unnoticed. Yeah.
Yeah. I know that you did this and you know what? Like, whatever you do, you, but just know that I'm watching now.
Oh, I'm so glad that I don't date men because Orlando theme park men
are the worst.
I can't even fathom.
I made a whole podcast about it. Like,
exactly.
Like, I mean, this is why this exists, is because Orlando theme park men are some of the worst men.
Just trash. Just absolute trash.
Yeah, complete trash.
And it's like, why? Ugh.
Yeah, well, you know, love that. Love that for us. Now that we've gone completely off the rails.
Absolutely. Just like Figment taking the Imagination open house tour off the rails.
I know.
This podcast is not 15 minutes in, and I've ruined everything that you've set up for us to talk about.
Anyways.
I worked at Disney World.
Yes.
And so I worked... So the big thing that I worked on at Magic Kingdom was the castle shows. And so the first one that I learned was Mickey's Royal Friendship Fair. My baby, my life, my queen. I love that show. Is it a good show? supposed to say? The best part of it is absolutely the Princess and the Frog section, no doubt. But then you do get to, like, the Frozen part where it is kind of just Elsa singing Let It Go alone on that huge stage, and you're like, okay. But I love that show. I think it's so cute. It made me so happy to do every day. Like, getting to go to the park as a guest and, like, seeing kids that are watching it for the first time, like, see Anna and Elsa come out, or see Rapunzel and Flynn and, like, all of that. It was just the best. It was so cute. Like, there was one day, like, right when I had started, it was a Halloween party night back when those existed for a while. Our last show of the day, the, like, 4:15, like, people that were going to the party that night, because you can get into the park at, like, 4 or whatever. So there were some people, like, in their costumes for the party that night that were, you know, watching the show. And there was this little girl in the front row, and she was dressed like Flynn Rider. And she had a Flynn Rider plush. And she was, like, front and center. And so, like, if you haven't seen the show, like, there's an opening with, like, Mickey and Minnie and his friends, and they're here to celebrate friendship. And so the first number is Princess and the Frog, and they sing Dig a Little Deeper, and it's very cute. And then the second number is the Tangled Ruffians come out with Donald, and then, you know, they get into hijinks. Rapunzel and Flynn come out, and they're like, you guys, you gotta behave. We're here with our friends. And then they sing I've Got a Dream. And it's so cute. And so this little girl in the front row had her little plush Flynn Rider, and she was making her little Flynn Rider, like, do the choreo along with Flynn Rider and all of the ruffians. And it was so cute. And so the performers, like, everybody got off stage, and they were like, oh my God, we have to meet this little girl. Because, like, apparently, like, when the show first opened, they had a little bit more leeway with, like, doing kind of, like, special moment, like, magical moment, yeah, like, meet and greets and stuff after the shows. But now it's on, like, a tight schedule, and especially, like, at the end of the day, because they've, you know, they got to strike the stage and reopen up the breezeway, and, like, they have to do the stage changeover for Hocus Pocus because it was a party night. But they were, like, begging our captain. They were like, please, please. And he said, okay. So after the show, our stage manager went out and, like, got the little girl and her family, and, like, all the dancers changed back out of their, you know, finale outfits into their ruffian outfits. And Rapunzel and Flynn came out, and they, like, got to meet the little girl. And it was just so sweet. And, like, that little girl and her family had no idea that I was there, or that, you know, before the show that day, I had been, you know, checking the Rapunzel's skirts to make sure that, you know, the hem's all still in place and hadn't come out in the wash, or has the, like, hook and eye snaps at the top so it stays on her. Like, they don't know that I was doing that. They don't care. It doesn't really matter. But, like, I still got to help a little bit, and that was very, it was, like, very charming, and I miss it a lot. LOL.
Yeah, those moments are always so sweet. Especially, like, when you can just do them and it's not, like, someone's pressuring you to make it, you know, no one's DMing you and being like, yo, how can I meet Donald? Like,
yeah. And you gotta be like, it unfortunately doesn't work like that. But so that was really special. And then my first Christmas I was here, I did Mickey's Most Merriest Celebration, which is the castle show at the Christmas parties. Again, when those were happening, which, if you haven't seen it, you may know it because it is the show in which a very bedazzled Clarabelle Cow gets in a, like, disco ball sleigh and sings Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You with
iconic full
backup dancers and just a lot. Truly iconic. It is so, it's honestly a little homophobic that, you know, the people don't get to see that this year, because it really and truly just,
it's good.
Perfect. It's also the show in which Mickey and Minnie and Daisy sing about texting.
Tweeting. Yes. Was it Text Me Merry Christmas?
Text Me Merry Christmas.
And they've all got their phones out.
Though you're far from me, say you'll BRB. That's a text I'll never delete. Real words sang by Mickey and Minnie Mouse 4 times a night. Most Christmas seasons.
It's so
bizarre.
Yeah, that was one, like, that whenever they announced, like, this show and everything, I was like, oh, this is cute. And then when you like watch the show and you're like, oh, this is
Daisy
like,
Duck has an iPhone.
Yeah, this is all happening. Like,
choose just the right emoji, one that makes me LOL. And then Goofy sings, and if you text me something silly, I promise I won't tell. And you think
Goofy wants a dick pic or something, or just, I don't know. He wants but something yes. silly.
Something silly. In the original, because it is a real song. Because when I first heard it, I was like, did they write this song for the show? But it is a real song by, like, Kristen Bell in Straight No Chaser. And the original lyric is, if you text me something naughty,
oh.
I promise I won't tell. So I guess that was their way of making it a little bit more peachy.
Mm-hmm.
But just, like, fully unhinged. And if you haven't seen it, I'm begging you to pause listening to this and go look it up, because here's the thing, yes. you think that you hear us talking and you say that sounds miserable, like that sounds so terrible and cringe, but here's the thing is that it's actually really well done and you just can't hate it.
Yeah, it's like, and there's like, I mean, just the like the stage show at the Christmas party in general mm-hmm. is just like a hot mess of characters. There's so Absolutely. Many characters. They're like, come, like, it's like, who's next? Like, isn't it that they're like knocking on the door or ringing the yeah. bell or something? So it's like, it's Lord, formula. Who's getting here?
It's the formula of every single stage show that happens at Magic Kingdom. Oh, look, more friends are here.
That's true. The like
villain, every single show.
The villains is like
villains.
That.
Hocus
like
Focus.
Even the.
The friendship.
The Hocus
fair.
Pocus. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, well, who's That's coming a... on? Yeah.
Oh, wow. Who's here now? That's it. But, like, please watch Text Me Merry Christmas. It's perfect. I miss it with my entire heart. Yeah. I would give the world to get to do that just, like, once this holiday season. Because it's just so good. And
it's
then.
Great.
So then, like, my second year that I was there, you know, I had those. I still had, you know, my character room skill, my friendship fair, my M3C. And then, so last Christmas, I got to learn Frozen Holiday Wish, which is, I was, like, originally like, eh, whatever, but it ended up being the most special and most magical thing. It's when every night, Christmas party or no Christmas, or just, like, regular park day, Elsa and Anna and Kristoff and Olaf come out and, she uses her ice and snow powers to turn on the castle dream lights, basically, and light up Cinderella's castle and, you know, the courtyard and all of that stuff. And it was like an 8-minute show. We did it every single night, sometimes, you know, twice a night on party nights. And it was just really cool and really special because, like, that show, it's a very tiny cast. You know, it doesn't take a lot of costumers. So it was the most akin to like a real theater experience that I did while I was like working for Disney, and so it was just really special and very, very sweet.
Yeah, it's a really cute little, I mean, like, yeah, like you said, it's 8 minutes and it's really cute and just yeah. like so magical whenever they all light up.
Yeah, and like since like we did it every single night, so Olaf starts the show up on the balcony, like above the stage, because oh, he's so silly, he got lost and how you get way up there and whatever. And so a costumer would be up there with Olaf, because to get him to his like very warm and huggable shape, you know, he's a big boy and he's very round, and so he mm-hmm. couldn't really get, you know, fully ready for show until you were like up on that balcony, which is like a teeny tiny catwalk, and you're in a harness and you're like bolted in and whatever. And so like I got to go up there a lot and allegedly parody, someone might have been able to allegedly peek, just take a teeny tiny little finger and just peek out those curtains up there. And if someone was to do that in parody, you could see something that truly can never happen again, but just the entire hub, all of Main Street, just absolutely packed to the train station.
Wow.
Like, just absolutely packed with people, shoulder to shoulder, and everyone is, like, so excited to, like, everywhere you look, and you even, you know, you can see the could see the Tomorrowland Bridge or like the Bridge to Liberty Square, and it's just packed with people who are like, they're watching your show and they don't know that you're there or care again. But it's like, that was really cool. That was fun.
Like, really cool just to be a part of that.
Yeah. Something that, who knows if it will ever happen again.
We'll see. So, tell me about, I hear through the tweeter, I hear through Twitter that there is a upcoming podcast that you are helping with that discusses one of my favorite things at Disney, which is the bathrooms.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, like most people at the beginning of quarantine, I was like, you know what? It's time to start a podcast. And my very dear friend Allison and I were like, I say very dear friend. We only communicate via Twitter DM, and we've never met in real life. But we are very
That's how all internet relationships are. We are all absolutely just friends from the internet.
We're just friends from the internet. I would die for her. She's the best, and she's so funny. And so we were like, haha! It would be very funny to start a podcast where we rank and review theme park bathrooms. Because you got podcasts talking about rides, and you got people talking about news and food and stuff. But no one's talking about the truly important part of any theme park experience, which is bathrooms.
Yes, your bathroom experience is very important.
It is. And, you know, most people are actually very opinionated on them. And so we're like, this will be very funny. And then, you know, life and quarantine and all that got in the way, but we're finally doing it, stalling with Allison and Malia, coming very soon. I don't know when this episode's coming out, but our first episode may be out by the time.
So exciting.
And so it's me and Allison, and we're just gonna, you know, we're just gonna talk shit. There's a lot of puns. I can't wait. But yes, it's going to be so silly. We've recorded our premiere. It's so funny. You obviously are welcome at any point.
I've already filled out the sheet. The request. Like the Google form, because I have plenty of memories, opinions, thoughts about bathrooms.
Absolutely.
And it's not that I like the Tangled bathrooms. It's like, mm-mm, it's not that.
We need deep cuts, and we need, you know, thorough talks. Yeah, I'll give you a spoiler alert. Our first episode is not the Tangled bathrooms.
Oh, good. Because it's just a restroom. And it's not a great place to go. It's too busy. You're not going to have a good time in that restroom. It's too busy. Because, you know, yeah, my thing with restrooms is, yeah, I want one that is, like, quiet and clean and maybe, like, you know, in a good spot, good ambiance. There's a lot of things going into it, so.
Good ambiance, really plays a lot into our premiere episode. No spoilers, but.
Okay, good. I can't
coming
wait.
Soon. I'll tell you off mic what it is. I'm so excited. Okay. It's so silly. But yes, so that's coming soon. I can't wait. It's going to be so tough.
It'll be great. I can't wait. So on to the subject of this podcast is dating. Yes. So what has your Orlando dating experience been like?
Very minimal, because I'm a weirdo, but, like, I don't know. It is hard, like, especially, like, when I was working in costume, it was really difficult, because I worked crazy hours that were inconvenient for just about any other person, if I had to guess. You know, it was a lot of, like, 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. shifts, especially with, like, the holidays and stuff. So, like, I have not gone on very many dates here at all, but I have gone on a couple. They have all been related to theme parks in some way or another. And they've been fine. They've been good. They've been good.
Well, that's good. I mean, like, it's good, you know, with me, I'm just like, well, every man is terrible and I hate them and I, and why do I do this? But yeah. And it's good to even just have fine dates. Like,
yeah,
when someone asks me about a date and I'm like, yeah, it's fine. Like, I would rather tell someone it was fine than be like, well, let me tell you what he did and what he said and how he's terrible, because that's not fine for me. It's great content for a podcast, but it's not good for your own mental health.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, like, and all of the dates that I've been on here have been with, like, people that I, like, know. Like, I was on Bumble for a little bit, but that was, like, at the beginning of quarantine. I don't know. Bumble, yeah, when I was a CP, I had Tinder. That mm-hmm. was very messy. I think no matter who you're swiping for, Tinder's not going to be the best bet, especially if you're queer, maybe, just depending on what you're looking for. Yeah. I have had much better, I've had better conversations with people and, like, talked to a lot cooler women through Bumble.
Yeah, that's going to ask you if you're on any apps, because, yeah, I mean, like, for me also, I've always had a bad experience with Tinder, and a better person, I've met better people through Bumble.
Yeah, because, like, I think you can say a lot more about yourself, and, like, the questions aren't as, like, loaded or whatever, and it's like, yeah, I don't know. But then my old phone ran out of storage space, so I uninstalled it. So I'm not currently on any dating apps.
I recently deleted my dating apps, because I'm just like, I got back on them and they're not great. Like, it's just not a good time to be dating. And the problem is that, like, there's, especially during a pandemic, the dating atmosphere is like this. There are people that are, like, probably great people, mm-hmm. but they are so, so scared of, like, COVID and, like, being mm-hmm. safe, that they're like, well, I'm not meeting anyone until this is over. And I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. well, here's the problem with that, is that, like, I don't want to be, like, your pen pal for the next 6 to 9 to 12 months. Like, I understand, like, you know, I'm obviously mm-hmm. not trying to, like, take you out to a bar or, like, mm-hmm. have a big party, but I also would like to meet someone that, like, I can, like, add to my bubble and, like, watch TV at my house with, you know. Mm-hmm. But so there's the person that refuses to meet anyone in real life
mm-hmm.
at all, and then there's the people that are, like, too down to meet. Ooh. Like, they're like, hey, you know what, I like you, let's go get a coffee tomorrow. And I'm like, well, hold on. Like, we've only mm-hmm. talked for, like, an hour. So I don't even know you enough to say that I like you, too. Like, it's always, like, someone that I don't have good, like, rapport with. We're just, like, being like, hi, how are you? I'm good. So what do you do? I do this. You do this. Okay, cool. And then they're like, you know what? I like you. Let's go get coffee. And I'm like, no, I don't want to be this.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's like, I don't even know. I don't know what your situation is. I don't know. Like, do you have roommates? Do you not? Like, you know, it's like, we haven't even talked, like, safety or anything with, like, COVID. And they're like, well, let's just go. And one time someone wanted to meet me at, like, 7:30 at night in a park after daylight savings. So I'm like, it's dark then. Like, that's not a time to be meeting someone in a park. Like,
no! You know, like,
and the park that we were going to meet at, yeah, was, I've been to before, and it gets very dark very quickly. That person, it was also strange because, like, we were, like, matched on OkCupid, and they disabled or deleted their account because it showed up that they were, like, a deleted user. And so I'm like, huh, that's weird. And, like, we were at this point texting, but I didn't want to go on the date anymore. And so I like, just blocked their number. So I was like, eh, like, I don't really, we haven't, like, talked in a day or two. I'm just going to block their number and not go on this date because we haven't even talked.
Yeah.
And so what they did is they found me on, like, WhatsApp, because I forgot that WhatsApp is connected to your phone number. So they got on WhatsApp, and my phone number was, you know, on there, and they messaged me on WhatsApp, and I, like, saw the top of the message, and it was like, hey, Casey, not sure what's wrong with your phone, but, and I just, like, deleted the message, and then I just deleted my WhatsApp because I'm like, well, we don't need.
What serial killer uses WhatsApp?
I know.
Oh my god!
I only used WhatsApp because I 2 years ago went on some dates with some little like guy from the like the UK.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, how do we stay in contact? Like once you leave, and he's like, well, I guess I can like we can like WhatsApp. So that was the only reason I had it is because I like kind of chatted with this guy that we had this like week and a half long like little like theme park romance. It was very cute, and I haven't ever talked about it. I need to talk about it one time, but then we talked on WhatsApp for a little bit, and then we never did again because he lives in the UK, and that's just not happening. But yeah, so I decided to delete all my apps because I'm not having a good time right now, and it's just like a very weird time to be dating, and I don't, and I also just feel like there are a lot of people that just aren't on the apps right now because they know it's a bad time
because
to be dating.
They know it's bad. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just, I'm taking a break from them.
That seems like a very smart move for your mental health.
Yeah. Like, and I do this every once in a while, and it's just, yeah, I have to actually delete the app because otherwise I'm like, well, let's just like keep swipe. Shit, like, you know, let's just, it'll be fine. And then it's not fine. And then I'm like, why am I still here? So, yeah. The apps are trash.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I did get on OkCupid recently, and like, I felt like it was better than it had been maybe in the past because people spend a lot of time on their profile and they write a lot.
Yeah.
But it's the same people that are on Bumble and Tinder. They just write more.
I can find out how you're unfunny and boring, but in more words rather than less.
Exactly. And no one is as funny as me. So that's another problem. So
honestly, you know, that's a real problem.
So speaking, so like Disney dates, so we're let me hear from you, like, what is a dream like Disney date that you have not done, but like if you had someone that you were like dating and you wanted to go on this, like you have like a golden ticket to like do this dreamy Disney date, what would it be?
First thought in my mind is something that I have joked about and been planning for a while. Maybe, you know, if the world ever ends, we'll do it with everyone in a platonic way. But I truly would love to have a prom in the Pizza Rizzo banquet room.
Absolutely.
And like, I think it would be very cute for someone to take me as a prom date.
Yes.
To Pizza Rizzo. And, like, that sounds so stupid, but it would be so fun and so cute, and, like, I want it so bad.
It would be perfect. Like, I have said that, like, getting married in the banquet room.
Absolutely.
At, like, Pizza Rizzo.
Yeah, it's like.
Perfect.
We wear fancy clothes. We mobile order Bud Lights. And we just, like, tear it the fuck up.
There's a dance floor.
Yes!
Like, it's made for this. It's literally a dance floor and wedding music.
Yes!
And a disco ball.
Like, it would be perfect. It would be so much fun. I want to do... That's the dream. It's the dream. Like, my friend... Your friend and my... Our friend Rachel... we were talking about how maybe we could get into like a fake internet relationship for clout online and become like influencers, and then ideally to get Disney to like sponsor us and put us on the Fairy Tale Wedding Show, but we have them throw us a Muppet themed wedding in the Pizza Rizzo banquet room. With like the Bean Bunny animatronic from Muppet Visit 3D officiating.
that would be so perfect. I think you'd have a better shot of getting Sweetums to officiate, since they wouldn't have to like take, you know, him out of any animatronic thing, because I have met Sweetums at a DVC event outside of Muppet Vision, and it was amazing. So imagine
Amazing.
Sweetums, they put him in a little tux,
Absolutely.
and he officiates the wedding. And then they could find like a Rizzo or something
Oh,
to.
yes. I mean, like, they have, because they brought the Muppets back. Great Moments in History is not back in Liberty Square, but the Muppets are doing a Christmas-themed meet and greet kind of thing in Magic Kingdom.
That's
So, like,
true.
they've got little fancy outfits for all of them.
Yeah.
So, like, I have, like, Gonzo is my best man, obviously. And then I have, like, all of the chickens are, like, the rest of my bridal party. And then,
That'd be, it's so good.
like, yeah. They, like, film it as a special and then they put it out on Disney Plus. Disney, please
And
have me on Disney Fairy Tale Weddings.
we need to really
Like, we gotta do
campaign for
it.
this.
Like, Rachel is in a very committed and loving relationship with her boyfriend. But if it
But
meant
no
that we
one
got to
needs to
have a
know.
free, if we had, oh yeah, if we had a free Muppet wedding that Disney paid for at Pizza Rizzo,
Yeah, I
would be
remember
pretty
because
good.
I talked to someone and they said that Pizza Rizzo was not on the like list of like
No, it's
place.
not. Because I
Yeah.
have looked. Because no, I have a coworker. I have a coworker that's getting married, and she wants to get married at Disney. And so, like, one day at work, when it was slow, we like got on the website and like looked through everything. And the Pizza Rizzo banquet room is not on there. You're leaving money on the table.
I mean, and I think it's one of those things that if you just tell them this is where I want to have it, then they'll figure it out. Whenever it would like rain sometimes, they would do the like Christmas
Yeah.
pre-fireworks dessert party in there. They like moved it to Pizza Rizzo in the banquet hall.
Yeah.
So it can, anything's possible.
Anything is possible.
And
This is
especially
magic.
if dis I mean, you know, like what else is happening there? Nothing. Let's
Exactly.
shine a light on this like wonderful establishment.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's a great
Yeah.
Disney date. I mean, that would
Yeah.
be the that would take the cake for Disney
Yeah.
dates.
I
I
mean,
would,
like, if,
yeah.
you know, if I can't get married there, at minimum, once we have a vaccine, I'm gonna throw a prom there. And it's
Yeah.
just gonna be all of our friends. And
And
we're
it'll
gonna
be
get
at
dressed
like,
up.
yeah, it'll be at like 11 a.m. as soon as they
Absolutely. Yeah.
open and just take
You
over
can
the whole room.
the only thing that you're allowed to have up there is a Bud Light that you mobile ordered, a trick that Rachel also taught me. And now every time I go to studios, I have to mobile order a single Bud Light from Pizza Rizzo.
So I have a problem with that. Here's my problem with it. Is I mobile ordered from Pizza Rizzo, and it was the worst mobile order experience I've ever had because
No.
of the pandemic. And like,
Yeah.
I mobile ordered a cannoli, a thing that they take out of a fridge, put on a plate, on a tray, and hand to you. And it took like 25 minutes from like ordering
No.
to getting in line for the order, to getting inside, to then getting to the queue that I needed to be in. Like, oh,
Yeah.
you're number bay four.
Yeah.
It took like 20 minutes. Like, because I was like, I'm gonna order a cannoli just so I can go in Pizza Rizzo. Because, you know, they
Yeah.
have everything, like they've got people at the door so you don't walk in without anything.
But no, that's the thing. Like when we went for our cast preview, because cast members have been blocked out of Hollywood Studios for a full calendar year now. So when everything was reopening, we went for our preview. I wore my Pizza Rizzo shirt that I got from T Public, and I was like, man, I just want to go take pictures at Pizza Rizzo. And so we were like doing a bunch of stuff that day, and so we were gonna like go back later, but to like, you know, order drinks and stuff. But I was like, hi, I just want to come in and take pictures. And they were like, sorry, you have to order stuff to get in. And I was like, I'm literally wearing a Pizza Rizzo t-shirt. I like, And they're like, if we let you in, we're going to have to let the people that just want to sit in the air conditioning in. And I was like, those things do not seem the same at all. Because again, I am wearing a Pizza Rizzo t-shirt.
Yeah.
So then I mobile ordered a Bud Light and it was fine. But this past time that I went, I ended up buying a ticket because I had family here and we went. I was in a similar situation where they were like, no, you have to go wait in this long line at, you know, aisle 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. And so I asked the cast member that was out and I said, I just have a drink. Can I just like go up to this one that has no people in it? And they said, oh yeah. So
yeah,
it can be done. But yeah, the mobile ordering in the parks these days is, I get why it's happening.
Yeah, that's my thing too, is I understand it, and I understand that they have mm-hmm. to have these processes, but it can still be annoying. Like, yeah. it's very annoying, and it's just like, it's like my friend had a Caesar salad, and I had a, it was not even a Caesar, my friend had the little cup of side salad, mm-hmm. and I had a cannoli, and it took us like 25 minutes to get them. And I was like, this is so dumb, because both of these things are in those fridges that they just literally have to take out and put on a plate. So, yeah. So that was my, like, in normal times, Pizza Rizzo's great. You can walk in whenever, walk up, walk down, hang out in the banquet hall. But, like, now that it's, like, they have half, you know, basically half the amount of tables that they normally would have because of spacing and everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, yeah, really excited to not have to worry about these things in the future. But you just gotta order something, and but then you just get to sit in that sweet banquet hall.
You get to just hang out and vibe. There's always lots of like outlets in there, so if you need to charge your phone, like it's a perfect room.
It's great. And like, and I feel like a lot of people sit on the first floor because they're like, oh, let's, I don't want to have to walk upstairs with my tray, things like that. So like, you're already cutting out a bunch of people because they don't even go upstairs. But once you go upstairs and you see that banquet room, like, how can you say no to it?
Yeah,
it's just so good.
It's perfect.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Pizza Rizzo is good.
So
it's good.
So I think we should play our game now.
I'm so excited.
Yes. So my game, I decided to kind of play off of your upcoming podcast Stalling, to talk about. So this is called Ditch Your Date. And so here's the thing. You are on a terrible date, mm-hmm. and you need to escape to the restroom to text an SOS to your friend. So I am going to describe 3 dates to you. And you are going to tell me which bathroom at Disney you are escaping to. And this is all based on the description of where I say you are. So you're going to want to try and guess the restroom closest to the area that I'm talking about. You know, mm-hmm. so you're going to want to take these clues and use your memory of Disney and restrooms to decide what restroom am I going to get to quickest from this spot.
Okay. I'm so excited. This is such a good game.
So date number 1 is you meet your date at Disney Springs, mm-hmm. and things are not going well. They passed by the Sosa Family Cigars shop. And they remarked that the parks could really benefit from more smoking areas. Mm-hmm. They debated getting a churro near some food trucks, but they said, well, churros are just overrated cinnamon twists from Taco Bell.
Wow.
Yeah. And then they peeked into the Disney Style store, and they said they didn't get why someone would want a 90s replica Kate Castle sweater because the Kate Castle was the worst idea of all time. So what bathroom are you escaping to? And also, let me just say this, is that you don't have to know the exact name. You can just...
I do.
Well, love that as well.
At that point, it is going to be the West Side Starbucks. bathroom.
You're absolutely correct.
Lake. Yes. No, I spend a lot of time. So I guess we didn't say this. So I currently work at CityWorks at Disney Springs. That was where we met in real life. Yes. So I mobile order from the Westside Starbucks every single day. You can mobile order it and they will like walk it to you and deliver it. I would die for the Westside Starbucks. You can order through that app, so you get your stars. It's good.
Yeah, I found that bathroom to be it's a little hidden because the men's bathroom is in the front. And then you have to go all the way around to the back to where it faces the water to see the women's bathroom. So I have tucked away to that bathroom before because I'm like, oh, it's like a little secret. Like,
yeah. No.
Yeah.
And this might be a little bit of a tangent and a little bit circling back to what we did before, but dream date, honestly, someone take me on a date to the cigar shop that's still at Disney Springs. I think it's so funny that is still there. I think it's so bizarre. I don't smoke cigars, but like for the bit, I think it would be very, very funny.
It is
if we went and just sat there, because people just sit there in the middle of the day and smoke cigars, and you walk by and it just smells like cigars, and you're like, how is this still here?
Right.
You know, it's like they had the Jessica Rabbit lingerie shop at Pleasure Island when that was open, but like that is closed. But the cigar shop on the west side of Disney Springs is still open to this day. I walk past it every day on my way to work. It boggles the mind. I want to go so bad. Anyways.
Every time and you walk by and the door is open and you can smell it. And I'm like, this is disgusting. There's some old man sitting in there just having the time of his life. It's so strange.
Through working there, I have learned that the west side of Disney Springs is, it's got a real cursed energy. And I love it.
So, date number two. Your date has not been having a great time at Hollywood Studios. They complained that the Starbucks line was too long, yet they did make you wait 30 minutes with them so they could get a venti frappuccino. And when they got the drink, they took a photo of it, took one sip, and they threw it away because it didn't have enough whipped cream. They also said that the park was so much nicer now without the citizens of Hollywood ruining their photos on the street. And then they stopped in front of the DVC booth and signed you both up for a presentation for your second date. So, where are you running away to?
I don't know what my technically the closest is, but I would run away to the tower bathrooms that are right before, you know, right at the end of Sunset Boulevard before you go into Tower. It's right, or you can like turn to go into Rock and Roller Coaster. There's that in that pretty, oh no, there is a closer one. It's the one between the stores by what used to be the Planet Hollywood store and the store that's the like Art Deco blue building.
But maybe
I do want to walk further away.
See, the problem with the tower bathroom is it gets very crowded.
The other one does too, though.
Yeah, they both get pretty crowded, but the tower one, for some reason, it's like, it seems like every time I go to the tower one, there's always like a line out the door, and it's awful. And there's a big bathroom issue in that area because, yes, the bathroom that I was talking about was the Sunset Club Couture restrooms that are on Sunset Boulevard in between the shops. And that one is usually okay, I think, because it's tucked back a little bit. But I will also say that the bathroom over by Rock and Roller Coaster is a, like, one stall, I think. I think too it's like small. One. It's very small. So you have to stay. You'll have to go to this one because, I would fear that if you, I don't know. And, you know, the tower one is just, it's very congested. There's people walking everywhere. There's the people that didn't go on tower that are standing over there for some reason. Like it gets real crazy. So yeah, the Sunset Club Couture restrooms. That's your, where you're going to want to go, and make sure that you don't have to go on that DVC presentation.
I mean, here's the thing. Don't they give you stuff if you go to the DVC presentation?
So usually what it is that if you go to it, you get like a $25 Disney gift card. If you're staying at a moderate or a deluxe resort, they will give you a $50 Disney gift card. Because one time I was, they were, you know, they came up and chatted with me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh yeah, do I get a $50 gift card still? And she's like, oh, are you staying on property? And I'm like, no. And she's like, oh, well, unfortunately, it is $25 if you are not staying on property. Honestly, which is hateful.
Yeah, the rich get richer.
Yep, the rich get richer.
Okay. But here's the thing, though. I am very broke and very cheap. So, honestly, I would go for a $25 gift card.
Honestly, yeah, it's like, well, if I'm off that day, it's like, yeah, where, no. It's like, which resort bungalow do we get to see?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'd do it. Although I would never go on a date with someone who did not appreciate entertainment in the parks.
Exactly. Exactly.
Get that out of here.
So your third and final date, things have gone terribly unmagical at Magic Kingdom. Mm. Your date asked to take your photo in front of the magic carpets of Aladdin, knowing that you would be spit on by a camel.
What?
Yes. And then they took a Dole Whip into the tiki room and dropped it.
Disrespectful.
And told you not to tell anyone and to leave as soon as the show was over. As to, you know, not, you know, take responsibility for their mess in the tiki room of all places. And finally, you and your date went on Pirates of the Caribbean, mm-hmm. and they knowingly flipped off the camera at the photo spot. So as you go up the moving walkway from Pirates, where are you fleeing to?
We are fleeing to the Pirates bathrooms that are tucked away in the little corner. You can, like, get there from the gift shop. So you can be like, oh, let's look around. And then you just, like, bolt.
Absolutely.
Get out of there.
Absolutely. The Pirates bathrooms are a nice little hidden gem
mm-hmm.
that are a great spot for running away from your date. So you can text for backup. So I think we should go ahead. Now that these bad dates are out mm-hmm. of the way, I think I want to hear about some of your like theme park dates.
Yeah. Now that we're an hour into the podcast.
I know. Let's get to some stories.
So, I haven't gone on a lot of dates. LOL. But I think I've gotten very lucky on the couple that I've gone on, because I think there are there is a way to do dating at theme parks that is like stressful. Like, I would never go to Magic Kingdom on a first date with someone.
Mm-hmm.
That just sounds miserable. It sounds so stressful. It's such an ordeal getting in and out of that park. There's no way to make like a graceful or subtle exit.
Oh, definitely not.
Bad. Like, ugh. I would never. But, and although I guess now, you know, pandemic times, whatever, it's tricky. But I think, like, an Epcot date, first date, especially, like, I went on one that was during the Flower and Garden Festival, and, like, that's perfect. You know? Like, somewhere, like, a park where you can just kind of walk around and vibe and talk, but there's, like, stuff to look at, and it's not, like, weird if you, like, don't talk, but, like, you can talk, and, like, I don't know. It was, like, that is, like, a pretty ideal, like, set up in situation, you know?
Yeah, definitely. There's definitely something really nice about about just like theme parks in general, and especially one like Epcot, where it's like, it's not that we're going to be standing in a line for a really long time, like for a ride or something. It's we're walking around and we can be like, ooh, like, oh yeah, I've wanted to try this food. Or like, oh, that's really cute. Like, you know, you can just like, you can just walk around and look at things and decide if you're going to get a little snack or if you just want to, you know, make a loop, get some drinks and enjoy like the atmosphere.
But yeah, it's just like really nice because like, you know, spring in Orlando, like the weather in Orlando is gross most of the time. But like in the spring, like you can get some really nice days. And like, you know, even if it's early in Flower and Garden, on this particular first day, it was fun. It was like, it was with a friend of a friend. Or you're like, it was one of those things where you like are on Tinder and then you see somebody that you know and you're like,
yeah,
should we go out? Maybe? And it's like, yeah, let's try it out. Let's see what happens. In this situation, it turned out that we are much better friends. We're still very good friends. But, like, it was fun, and we were walking around. And then the weirdest, the, like, most me thing that happened on that Flower and Garden day was that we're, like, walking through the, like, butterfly garden sponsored by Go-Go Squeeze. and it's like it's very early in Flower and Garden, so there are no butterflies at all. We see maybe one, and it's like very far away up in a corner in the tent. But we're walking around and I'm like trying to be like fun and cool and charming, and like I know a lot about Epcot, and so for some reason, for a very funny reason, we were chatting about Buzzy from Cranium Command. And yes. I told this girl the story of Buzzy, which is a very on-brand thing for me to talk about.
Because you've Disney-bounded as Buzzy.
I did! Last fall's Dapper Day, I did yes. a Buzzy Disney-bound. The Buzzy story is my personal, it's my white whale. That is my gospel I have been put on this earth to share. Everyone needs to know about the time that a full robot just got stolen from Epcot and it remains an unsolved mystery. I think I would rank a Flower and Garden first date over like a food and wine.
Mm-hmm.
But an Epcot festival, it really knocks it out of the park.
Yeah, really it's me. Just a good time of year. It's a great time to be at a theme park.
Have you been on any Epcot dates?
I have. I've done a couple. Because I did one at Beer Garden before, and I've gone and I've watched the like Epcot Forever fire. I think it was Epcot Forever fireworks with someone, mm-hmm. and I've. I feel like I've done another one, but I can't think of it at this very moment. Mm-hmm. But those are the two that I remember. But they, who knows?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, but I don't do that many at Epcot. And I think maybe just because I go there a lot mm-hmm. with my friends.
Yeah.
And that's like, you know, it's like, that was always like our Friday night. Hangout is like going to do a couple laps around Epcot Friday night mm-hmm. or like Sunday night mm-hmm. just like meeting up and doing a couple laps around the World Showcase
mm-hmm.
and then ending at the Boardwalk.
Ooh, and
yeah
I've done it once in the 2.5 years I've lived here, but but it's still a good idea. More people should go on dates to Epcot.
Yeah,
I love Epcot. And when you're on a date, tell your date about Buzzy if they don't know, because we need to be talking about it more.
More people need to be talking about Buzzy.
More people need to be talking about it.
An Unsolved Mysteries season just on
Listen, when Buzzy. I tell you that I'm writing a screenplay, it's 2/3 of the way done. That was my like big pandemic project, was that I was going to finish it. I haven't, but technically this pandemic's still going on, so... I've got the back third to go.
There you go. You're fine.
Yeah, we'll get there. Justice for Buzzy.
So what other dates have you been on?
But another, like, the, I think the other way to do, like, if you're not going to do, like, a park date, is a hotel bar date. Yes. Hotel bars are the best. And I think, like, a very, I mean, like, I've only, again, I did this once, but I know a lot of people that, like Trader Sam's, RIP, it's not open right now, but, like, Trader Sam's at the Poly is such a good first date.
It's a great date. Yeah.
Because it's like, that's because, like, I, if you haven't noticed, like, I love stupid bits and stuff. And, like, that's very much like playing along option, you know, like, that's my, like, sense of humor. So, like, I adore Trader Sam's. It is, like, my favorite place on property. I miss it so much. But, like, that's a really good, like, because of, like, how weird and wacky and everything is there, like, it's a really good way to see, like, is this someone I vibe with? Do we have the same sense of humor at all? Like,
yeah.
Or do, like, they do, think, like, it's, can, like, they, patronizing? Yeah.
Yeah. Can they enjoy this? Or is it, like, annoying to them or something? Are they game for this?
Yeah. Are they game? That's a really good way to say it. Especially, like, if you're going, like, an evening. I mean, before, you would have to, like, really put your name on the wait list, so then you can, like, walk around the Poly and, like, go sit on the beach, and you can, like, talk and stuff, like, to each other while you're waiting. But then, like, once you get inside, it's like, is this person, you know, yeah, are they game to play along and, like, to play along with your bartenders and play along with, like, you know, if you get seated at, like, the big surfboard table and you're with, like, two or three other groups of people, like, are they down to play and and go along with it? And then, like, afterwards, if you get a little too litty and you can't drive yet, you can go on another, like, very sweet little walk around the Polynesian. You could walk over to the Grand Floridian because it's not that far, and, like, you know, walk over there and just, like, see the sights and talk and stuff more. And then afterwards, you know, if things go well, something you have mentioned on this pod, and I think honestly would make it, you know, if you ever decide to start selling merch, is a shirt for people that are in the club of, I have made out with someone in the Polynesian Resort parking lot.
Oh yeah, there's a whole group of us.
I happening. Think it's more common than we think. Like, I don't know if you were talking about it on, like, another episode of this show or on Twitter, but, like, the responses of other people that have been in that situation, myself included, I think it's a very specific experience that a lot of people have had.
I know. I was like, surely other people have been, because I talked about it on the pod, and then someone, I know that you responded to, like, a story that I did, and someone else did too, and they were like, I have also been in this club. Like, so there's a group of us, and I mean, it's bound to happen. It's a great resort, and if you have a good time, it's just gonna happen. And
yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, the holidays are coming up. It's the perfect time to launch a single writer podcast, Tea Public. Or maybe you make a button. Maybe you make a button
for the club. Yeah, it needs a, like, a special.
It needs, like, there has to be something.
Yeah, it's definitely happened, and I think I'm not sure if I can say it's happened more than once. Like, at this very moment, who's to say?
Who's to say? who is ever to say?
Yeah, but it's just a very good place for a date. And yeah, and just literally, I mean, like, because I've done a date in Trader Sam's, like, inside the bar. I've also taken dates, like, to Kona, and then we'll go sit at the outside bar and get drinks. Because that, if it's nice out, that can be nice.
Yeah, they have music out there a lot. Take dates to hotel bars. It's so fun. Yes.
It's great. It's so good. It's just, and it's, you kind of get that like vibe of like being on vacation, but you're not on vacation. Like, nope, I live here. Like,
you're around people that are on vacation.
Mm-hmm. So everyone's in like a good mood. Everyone's just like having fun because they're on vacation.
You know, it's parents who have their shitty kids have finally gone to bed. And so they get to like go have a drink at the lobby bar. And it's like, God.
Yeah. One time me and my friends were doing like a monorail crawl. And we were at the bar at the Wave at the Contemporary. And there was this like cute, like younger guy, and he was with these older guys, and then the older guys left and he stayed. Mm-hmm. And then like my group is like, there's like 12 of us, mm-hmm. and we're the only people in the bar. It's like us and like this kid. Uh-huh. And so me and one of my friends start talking to this kid, and we find out that like, it's like his 21st birthday trip. Like, and aww. So like he's like with all his family, and so those were like mm-hmm. his like big brothers or something, or like they were like mm-hmm. you could tell that they like were like dads, and like he was like with all these older people, and so me and my friend mm-hmm. were all talking to him for a long time, and then I swear it was probably RJ in the background, and he's like he's like recording us, and he's saying something about how we are too old to be talking to this kid.
Oh my God.
I'm like, he can drink. It's fine.
Yeah.
He's of age, but he did look very young.
Oh my God.
But I'm like, he's drinking, so I guess we can talk to him. It's fine.
You were just being polite and sociable.
Yeah. His other people left, so we had to chat with him.
Yeah.
And we had all been talking to each other all day. Let's talk to this rando at the bar.
Yeah.
Because, like, not very often do you get to talk. I don't know. I don't usually talk to randos at the Disney bars because mm-mm. everyone's usually coupled up or, like, with friends and stuff. So it's not very often that you get to chat with some rando at the bar.
Yeah.
At the Disney bar. Like, a normal bar, I guess you would, but I don't go to those.
So. Oh, no, absolutely not.
No. Yeah, the one time I did talk to a rando at like a non, like just a, it was like a brewery in Orlando. I went to a comedy show, and I, after the show, I was sitting at the bar drinking the rest of my beer, and some like guy came up to me and started talking to me. He bought me a drink. I may have gone back to his hotel room that was down the road. And he claimed his name was Spirit. And it was the weirdest thing I've ever done. And
did
I like text
Spirit.
I didn't call him anything. I was just like, I didn't know what to call him. I was like, is that really your name? Like, I was so confused. But and it was, oh my gosh. And I'm totally forgetting a whole part where me and him were talking at the bar, and then this old, like this older woman walks up. I mean, she's, when I say old, like I'm saying like, she's probably in her late 50s, early 60s, mm-hmm. and she's drunk. And she starts talking to him.
Hell yeah.
And like, I'm like, what is going on? And then he pays, like, my tab mm-hmm. and his tab. And then we walk out. And then she walks out. She's like, hey, where are we going next? And she's, like, kind of been flirting with him. And he's like, oh, maybe like we could go, like, is there another place around here? She's like, oh yeah, there's a great place around here. I'll show you. Hold on. Let me go to the bathroom again. And he's like, okay, you go to the bathroom. And I said, I'm just going to leave you to deal with that. And I'm not going anywhere else.
No, absolutely not.
And he goes, she went to the bathroom. Hurry, let's leave. Just follow me. So we run to our cars and we leave before she can get back from the bathroom, because it was like she was like, yeah, let's get out of here. I can take it somewhere else. And I was like, you have at it. Have fun with her, because I'm not staying for this.
No.
But yeah, but we quickly got in our cars and left the brewery and went to his hotel that was like literally down the street.
Wow.
It was it was an interesting night. And then I was like, I should probably just stick to my Disney hotel bars.
Once you get out to the rest of Florida, it's dicey.
Yeah, once you get off property, who knows what could happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Disney hotel dates. Great, great dates.
Absolutely.
Do you have any more? Anything else you'd like to share?
Not really. So I did text you while this was happening. I went on a date last week to Disney Springs. And it was very cute and just very sweet. Because all the Christmas stuff is up now. Mm. And it's, like, very charming. And so we're like, oh, we should get drinks. You know, whatever. And so we went to Wine Bar George. And, like, I had only ever been to the, like, downstairs bar or, like, gotten, you know, a Dole Whip Frescato to go. But they sat us... I mean, the best drink on Disney property. But they sat us at that, like, upstairs bar that's, like, half inside, half outside.
Yeah.
And they have all the, like, doors and the windows open. And there were, like, people playing music outside. They did play Despacito at one point.
Oh, wow. Like,
but all the Christmas stuff was up. And it was really, really cute. And so we, like, had our drink. And then... the, like, bartender was like, okay, like, do we want to do another round? And I was like, okay, here's the thing. I have a very dumb idea. And you can say no, but I think you're going to say yes. And that's why I'm bringing it up with you, because I don't think anyone I would ever go out... like, I don't know how many first dates I could bring this up on and the person would be down. But I was like, so what if we, you know, walk around, we do the Christmas tree trail. It'll be real cute. We'll see all the Christmas stuff, whatever. We end with another drink at the bar at the Rainforest Cafe.
Amazing.
And we did! She was like, yes, that's so funny. I'm so, like, yes, let's do it. Yes, and.
I love that. What did you get to drink there?
Oh my God, it was terrible. Like, we had these, like, nice, you know, moderately priced glasses of wine at Wine Bar George. We walked around and whatever. Then we get to the Rainforest Cafe, and it's like, okay, so obviously we have to get, like, a crazy themed cocktail.
Yeah, of course.
Obviously, because it's like, we're here, we might as well do the damn thing.
Yeah.
And so she got, like a dragonberry mule that she said was good, and I was like, looking at these cocktails, this, like, strawberry mojito sounds good. And then we order them. They were like, do you want these in the souvenir glasses?
We said, of course
no.
You do.
Fatal mistake. Yeah, we, in retrospect, it would have only been $3 more. We definitely should have gotten the glasses. But they bring me this drink, and it tastes like the strawberry-flavored toothpaste you had as a child.
Oh,
but wow. In a cup with a paper straw.
Oh, love a paper straw.
It was like, I was like, wow, this is bad. This is bad. But, like, I drank it, and it was fine. And, like, sitting there, it was fun, and we, you know, the thunderstorm went off. We were seating at bar stools that looked like the butts of various animals.
Amazing.
We got to look around the gift shop afterwards. There was some real weird stuff in there. But I was like, wow, this is disgusting. I will never order this again. And it was so bad that, like, on my drive home, like, I had to, like, stop and get a water because I had such a bad headache. I was like, I need to take 3 ibuprofen right now because it was just so much sugar. It was, like, the fakest strawberry. Like, God, it was disgusting. But the night was very fun and very sweet.
Aw, that's good.
Yeah. It was all good, but God, what a funny story.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, as we've established, yeah. The 3 places to go on dates on Disney property are Epcot, a hotel bar, or the Disney Springs Rainforest Cafe. Can't recommend them enough.
Yeah. Or the T-Rex cafe bar. That's
what we said. Yeah. We said if we do this again, yeah, we gotta go to the T-Rex cafe.
Yeah. The bar is pretty well, because the bar is like, it's like water themed. It's like,
yeah,
there's like a big like aquarium in there, because I did see a video once of the aquarium being, it was broken at Disney Springs, and the water was flowing out.
No! What happened to the fish?
Who knows? I do not know. This was what? Like years ago, but oh, I remember seeing the video and being like, oh my gosh, what is going, like, how did,
oh, what's happening? Oh my God.
But those, I mean, the sound, that one sounds like a great date. They all sound like great dates, but yeah, definitely, it's just finding someone that is willing to do silly things with you, mm-hmm. but they're still, but it's very cute, because,
yeah, because I was like, know. This might be terrible, but yeah. Either way, it'll be very funny.
And yeah. She's like, let's do it. So I feel we've come to the end, but where can people find you? Where would you like people to find you?
Where would I like people to find me? You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Mel Schneff. It's MelSchneff. And then if you think that it will also be very silly and fun to listen to two lesbians talk about theme park bathrooms, you can follow Stalling, a podcast with Allison and Malia, on Twitter and Instagram at StallingPod on both. We have, depending on when this episode comes, when, like, this single writer episode comes out, we may have dropped our premiere episode. Woo! Follow us. It's gonna be a hell of a time. You're not gonna wanna miss it.
And you can find the Single Writer podcast on all of your favorite apps, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure that you're subscribed so you always get the latest episode. If you haven't, please go to Apple Podcasts and rate the podcast and leave a fun review. This week's review comes from Alexa Starkey, and it is titled "Podcast to Fix Your Toilet To." Which is very appropriate for our pod today. She says, normally you would associate a toilet with bad things, but this podcast, spoiler, is so great, it made the process of fixing my toilet an enjoyable experience. Last week, my toilet began screaming, it's a thing, much like 99% of men on dating websites, this toilet was instantly irritating me and demanding my immediate attention. I set to work on my toilet with Single Writer Pod as my soundtrack. Listening to Casey and her guests reminds me of hanging out and talking with my best friends. I fixed my toilet and laughed the entire time. So thanks, Casey, for being a bright spot in these dark times.
Wow.
Such a good review. Thank you so much.
That's a perfect review.
Who is that from? Alexa.
Alexa, come on, Stalling. It's an open invitation.
Yes, it was. I loved reading it. I saw it and I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot wait to read this because it's so good.
Oh, that's a good one.
And you can keep up with the show by following this podcast on Instagram at Single Writer Podcast or on Twitter at Single Writer Pod. And if you have a theme park dating story and you are comfortable with me maybe reading it, send it over. You can email me at singlewriterpodcast@gmail.com, and you can support the show by purchasing buttons at parkboundbuttons.com. And if you use the code singlewriter at checkout, you get 20% off, and I will give you a Single Writer Podcast button. Very exciting. So, and also I am, this podcast is part of the Not a Bit Network, and you can find all of our podcast shows on Not a Bit Network on Instagram. So now the final piece. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is the cheesy pickup line, and I just apologize in advance.
I can't wait.
It's very long. It's long, and I don't know if it, I don't know, but okay, here's what it is. Mm-hmm. Are you a spy for the resistance? because I'd smuggle you into the Black Spire Courtyard companion restroom and interrogate you until you went to the dark side. And that's it. And that's it. It's so dumb. But I do have like a dream of one day I'm just going to go into a companion restroom and make out with someone. And it's going to be gross. It's going to be real gross.
The second you do it, you are welcome to come on Stalling and tell us all about it.
Yes. I promise I've never done that before. But I feel it's going to happen one day.
It's good to have goals. Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm going to be so embarrassed. I'm going to text my friends and I'm going to go, well, I went into a companion restroom at Hollywood Studios. And then a mom knocked on the door. Something like that. Well, that's the show. So thanks for listening and goodbye.
This has been a podcast on Not A Bit Network. Find us on Instagram @NotABitNetwork for our other shows.